Oh, hi. How you doing? This is a special Coach and Six production live at the Fargo Moose Lodge. My name's Neil. I'm a local alcoholic.
My name is Eric, and I'm one also.
Yeah, we're roommates and art students and skateboarders, part-time musicians, I guess. Basically, homosexual lovers who are in denial.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, I'm starting it out with a bang.
It's over the world, dude. Did you realize that you just came out of the closet over the world?
Yeah.
It's trouble.
Yeah. So tonight there's going to be some bands playing, some live bands, and there's a capacity crowd right here waiting for them, screaming at the top of their lungs, women ripping off their pants and throwing them at the stage in anticipation. It's great.
Really,
I have some friends in California who would really like to be here.
Exactly.
But let's see. Okay, let's see who's playing tonight. We got some local bands, a band called 5 Pound MV. It's going to be starting it out. And then Telepathetic with the infamous Hillary Jones, who is, you know, world-renowned for just about anything.
I saw her mug on the cover of the Fargo Forum for that whole dance ordinance deal.
Really?
She's right in the middle of it.
Hillary's a media whore.
Oh,
really.
You know it, dude.
And let's see, then there's Crap Barf, probably one of my favorite bands of Fargo-Moorhead.
For sure.
Honestly, like, Crap, I don't know, you know, what can you say about Crap Barf if the name doesn't already tell you?
Exactly.
And then they're the visiting bands, Valet and Vaz.
Vaz?
Vaz. Hammerhead? No. But, yeah, I'm excited. They're always a fun band. And then the most exciting thing is Cody Weigel, an old Fargonian guy, has this new thing. Well, it's not necessarily his, but it's a project he's involved in. It's called Your Lord and the Infinite Soul Tribe.
What do you know?
That sounds awesome. I mean, if it's anything like Crap Barf, I mean, the name promises a lot. I'm excited.
Exactly. It's all in a name.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's going down, dude?
I thought I was going to wet my pants for a second.
You're going to wet your pants?
I was thinking about it.
That's pleasant. You know, I'll be here for you.
Thanks, dude.
I think I could wet my pants right now.
You know, I actually thought I was, like, banned here for life for a while, but I'm not.
Like
lucky thing.
Crew?
No, not banned in the USA. Banned from the Moose Lodge.
I broke
a bottle outside because I was really wasted, and this old guy came out and told me I could never come back. I guess I probably shouldn't talk about that, though. Should I? I'm just kidding, really. I wasn't me.
It's all a story. We're all fictional.
Yeah, it's totally fictional. Pete and Aaron Esterby have just arrived, and
we're not Ralph.
People are screaming.
The Moose Lodge, remember?
We're at the Moose Lodge, and those guys are arriving.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign for the night. Hello, Pete. Pete's not even listening to me. He doesn't love me.
He doesn't love you?
Not like you do.
Damn.
Anyway, you know, I got to make this comment. I'm sure these bastards aren't listening, but, you know, just to our listening audience, we've got some close friends out in California. And
shout out.
We're giving a shout out to them, Clay, Jake, and Jay. If you are listening, if you're not, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no doubt,
dude. You better listen to the recording of this. And I'm even wearing a shirt worn by former MSU football star Golden Toe Peterson.
Exactly, Jay Peterson's dad.
Yep, in honor of the
record of
the boys out west.
Most consecutive field goals, is that what it is?
He had some
something
sort
of field, some he, kicking thing.
He did
Golden
some
Toe,
kicking.
Shit, man.
I think he Not kicked somebody athlete. From Concordia, like, I don't know.
Right in the goods? In the
I don't
jewels,
know.
The
something happened. But, yeah, you know, we've never done this before. Spoken. That is. It's new for us.
It's very difficult, but fun all in the same.
You know, actually, we did a webcast on sport. You remember that?
Yeah. I was much out of capacity, for sure.
We got really wasted, and we were in this band called, well, I don't know, this old band called AC/DC, and we played here one night over the web, and it was a good time.
Good, real good time. Very positive experience. Like
Roger and the boys always are very hospitable.
Oh, definitely. They put on a good thing going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Pass the word around.
Music good.
Six.
And in fact, they got a lot of like crazy stuff coming up. Let's look here. Upcoming events. I was given this memo. This upcoming events memo.
Deedip, deedip, deedip.
Sunday at 8 p.m. at www.coachin6.com. There will be Dazak Radio with Derek Wilde, a local celebrity of sorts, entrepreneur, traveler, artist.
Sex fiend?
Potentially, I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
And that's followed at 9 p.m. by between 8 and 12 beers with Scott Wolf and John Lamb. Nice. That's a great title. I think I've had 8 to 12 beers with Scott Wolf, but not John Lamb. So maybe I'll have to, like, check it out and, like, you know, do it.
Maybe.
Bring on Brett and James from the first band, 5 on MV, for an interview.
Roger's right. Intervening. It looks like we've got some band people.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, are you guys 5 pound MV?
Yes, we are 5 pound MV.
All right, here, grab this yellow one. You grab this yellow one. Whoever uses the blue one, talk right into it because it's kind of quiet.
Like this?
That works.
Okay.
Works. So, what's your name?
I'm Brett.
Brett?
Yep.
And I'm James.
James?
My name is Eric.
Eric's not in the band.
What?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Do you know how to sing I'm a Little Teapot?
Do I know how to sing I'm a Little Teapot?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
No sailor costume late at night. Oh, never mind.
Dude.
So,
I thought I was going to get that. I'm sorry.
Shit, man.
So, you guys, how long have you been around? How long have you been playing?
Geez, probably about, like, I'd say 15, 20 years. No, about probably about 4 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys new to the area?
Yeah.
Really? Coming to school up here?
Band-wise, yes.
Yeah, band-wise,
okay.
We are.
Where are you guys from?
I've been a resident here all my life, but I don't have to tell people that.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. So where's the name 5 Pound MV come from?
It's a long and sueable story, so.
Massive amounts of caffeine. Nowhere to go at 3 in the morning, and Perkins, pretty much.
Nice. That works.
I think they kind of summed it up. I'm not sure.
What's MV stand for? Motor vehicle?
If you want it to.
Yeah.
Really, it's not. Cool?
Most valuable.
Cool, cool. So you guys ever done a webcast before?
No, we haven't. No, it's our first time.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a webcast? Listened to a webcast?
What was that?
Have you ever listened to a webcast before?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, yeah. It's going to be a good experience for you.
I'll start, though. I guess I'll start. Here comes our drum machine.
All right. You got to pass this guy a mic so he can say his name.
Hi, I'm Gronk.
All right.
Gronk?
Gronk of fuck.
Gronk?
That's right.
Gronk.
Gronk? That's a good name. Is that your real name, or is that like... Really? His real name. He nods in agreement, for those who can't see him. Wow. Cool. Are you in the band, too? Manager. No, good that we gotta get the manager.
He's actually the one that does all the work. We just show up and play.
Every once in a while we play.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of messy. She throws us raw meat.
Is you guys gonna do that tonight? It's gonna be a raw meat?
Probably not. There's like legal things around it, and they don't like it when you throw raw meat. They're afraid of like Ebola or E. coli or some shit. I don't know.
Seriously, people get kicked out of this place.
Really? No, bottles, I've heard.
Oh.
Bottles.
Oh.
Don't throw bottles.
No, bottles.
So, okay, manager, what's your name?
Yeah, we're pretty good at dodging.
Vooker? Actually, I know you from MSU, but I'm playing dumb. Anyway, so, ma'am, how'd you get to manage this band?
Well, I got a degree, and I thought I'd use it, and these are all my friends, and I love them, and
we
all work together. I'm the member from the band who's just not on stage.
All right, cool.
A lot of blackmail and threats.
Yeah.
A lot of bad pictures.
Incriminating photos.
And a lot of beer.
Nice. You know, I feel bad. Do you guys want a glass? We got a pitcher. You can drink.
No,
you guys need some beer.
We got two over at our table.
Yeah, we got two.
Uh-huh.
A little warming up.
I mean, but I guess I'll slam mine so I can have more of yours because, you know.
Hey, man. It's all about
beer.
Waste
not, want not.
Hell yeah. You know, Eric and I played here one time for a webcast, and we were really wasted by the time we played.
By the time we talked, it was impossible.
Oh, yeah.
You play the music we do, you have to be drunk in order to do it. It's that whole moral thing.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, moral.
Deep
I like morals.
Experience.
I used to have morals.
What are morals?
I've never heard you guys before. What kind of music do you guys play?
Imagine, like, Frank Zappa anally raping Black Sabbath, and they're high on crack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
That sounds like a family reunion of mine or something.
Exactly.
Nice.
That is a
you
family
too?
Reunion.
Are we related?
Maybe.
Wow.
Dad!
Hey, man, I'm not that old.
I'm your dad.
You hit the nail on the head there, buddy. That guy's older than shit. He's like Yoda over there.
Yoda.
Yeah, I'll give you Yoda.
Like if you must.
I see. So how'd you guys get hooked up with this? Roger called you up? Or?
Yep. Yeah, Roger's the man.
Actually, we gave a Jim over Vinyl Connection one of our horribly produced demos. And
you guys got demos?
Sort of.
Cool.
And then he gave it to Roger.
Gave it to Roger, and I think there was some blackmail ensued. And,
you know, with that Vinyl Connection guy, it's always about blackmail.
Yeah, generally,
seriously.
Yeah.
A dirty man.
Blackmail or homosexual rape.
Exactly.
You never know.
We don't talk about that, man. We just don't talk about that.
Rectal drugs, that's what we call it. the politically correct term these days, for what I understand.
Ah, rectal drugs.
Rectal
I love them.
Drugs.
I love them.
Rectal
sores. You have to repeat that in the microphone.
Thanks for hitting me in the fucking head.
Well, you got to talk into it really closely.
Politically correct anal rape, it's, you know, rectal suppression.
Rectal suppression.
If it's okay in prison, why isn't it okay on the streets? That's my question.
one of the misjustices of our society, man. It just sucks.
That's why I wear iron underpants.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't it get heavy?
What?
Doesn't that give you the
shape?
Like, yeah. Won't you get some weird chap or something?
In my waist.
Yeah, there's no chap. No. You don't get any of the chap, like gold bond action? Nothing
it's
like that?
Really no, that's freaky. What Vaseline's for. I just take the leftover stuff from masturbation and wipe it.
We had a buddy with a serious swass problem, and if you wore metal underpants, his junk would rot and fall off when he took it.
You
took
get gangrene on the shit.
Be bad. You know who I'm talking about, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay better be listening to this right now, too. That son of a gun.
Well, he ain't here.
Yeah, exactly. But, you guys have anybody you want to give a shout-out to? Any, like, mom or dad or brother or home?
I hope my parents are listening to this. I hate everybody I know, so
I can't think of anybody. This is a mental institution that let us out for one day only.
Yeah. Props to the Institute. So what's your guys' story?
Yeah. Our story?
I don't know.
Let's turn this around here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Interviewers now. Enough about us. Let's talk about you guys. We're pretty fucking
We're not
boring.
Doing any music.
Out of our ass.
No, I don't know. We're just drunk, so they're like, they'll be at the bar. Give them a microphone, some beer. You know, they'll talk. Cool. They never shut up anyway. You know? Might as well get something out of them.
Make all those wacky things you say available to the public.
Yeah, you know, or... At least utilize alcoholism for a positive use.
There we go.
That's really my goal.
That's what we're doing.
I've been training for this for the last couple of months.
We've been training hard for alcoholism.
Yeah, it's got to keep working on it, but I'll come work out with us this evening.
Is our pretty lead singer still putting his makeup on?
Remember, quitters never win.
Exactly. Bravo.
The thing about alcoholism, if you're going to do something, you might as well do it right.
Yep. You got to go all out.
We're alcoholics.
You know, like
alcoholics go to meetings.
Fuck that binge drinking shit. I want to go all out, watch my liver pop out of my ass. Like, holy fuck.
It sucks, dude.
And it's like the size of a piece of charcoal and about the same consistency. So, kind of the same
Your liver?
There.
Hey, you never know, man. Shit happens.
Shit does happen.
Our guitar
player.
So,
are you guys familiar with any of these other bands playing tonight? Because they're really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that 5-0 BMV band we've heard of before.
They suck. They really...
Which
one
you guys
saw?
Are you dissing Tell Pathetic?
No. That 5-0 B guy, those bands.
Are you dissing... Whatever, dude.
No.
I don't know, man.
Have another beer.
That's the solution to your confusion right there.
Do you guys know Hillary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
God, isn't she a bastard?
Hillary?
God, Hillary
what a
Jones.
Bitch.
Just wait
she's
going to
come up here and kick your ass, dude.
Dude, I'm going to drop
she's
Hillary
still
Jones.
Do up here, dude. I'm taking bets on this
Hillary
shit. Anybody that wants
to
fucking
ass,
take
like
bets, throw down some money
like,
on this
like
fight
Chuck
between Hillary.
And shit, and then I woke up. It was a horrible, horrible nightmare, and I had to go to work.
That wasn't a nightmare.
What do you mean? What? That isn't funny.
No, I think it's good to see a female who has, an actual productive outlet for the hardcore bitch in her. I really think she uses it well. She really does,
You're trying to say Hillary's a bitch?
It's just all the time.
I'm sorry, guys. Your program has been taken over by hardcore feminism.
Hasn't it always been?
So get your dresses on, because
I've already got mine on.
Well, nothing different.
You know, funny enough, I am wearing
my
women's underwear show.
All right, I'm set.
Victoria's Secret?
Man, I can't afford that shit.
Damn
it's Target.
Right.
Target panties, man.
Yeah, I get those nice silky things.
The big secret is that she has a bigger dick than the rest of us.
Really?
Yeah.
We've seen it. She's whipped
it
out.
That's how I can keep them all under control. It's just through pure penile intimidation. That's true. That's right.
Until she wakes up that one day
she
while having
call her mommy
a circle jerk around her head. Incidentally, we've always asked her the question, would you rather wake up during or after?
Go.
And the answer to that question is interesting.
After.
She always says after.
During or after what? A circle jerk?
Over her head.
Over her head?
Yeah, while she's sleeping.
You know, take pictures, video, whatever. It happened. I won't deny it, but after.
And then
after,
we're going to publicize it.
You know,
it.
Give me something. Roofies, I don't care what the fuck. Just give me something so I do not wake Rufinol up in the middle of
it. Rufinol is the shit.
not that we're, like, supporting that or anything. You know, we're not.
In fact, at our next show on the 14th, we're going to start selling our new candy called Roofie Bursts.
Where's that show at?
It's at the Eagles.
The Eagles? The 14th? I wonder if that's
on the 14th. Telepathetic will be there also.
Really?
Jupiter Lander.
I should write this down.
Jupiter Lander, Walter Skillet, and...
Blood Dries Black! It's Uppy's band!
Hey, to everybody out there, I taught them how to sing. And once you hear them, then maybe that says something about me, I don't know. But and a new band called Last Days.
D-A-Z-E.
D-A-Z-E. I'm stoked to hear Blood Dries Black. Goddamn, with a name like that. I know Uppy's a crazy mofo,
they
but...
They fucking rock, damn.
Really?
They're cool.
Dude, Uppy has sick, like, metal. I don't know if you've ever, like, seen his metal collection. That
metal.
Dude, like, black metal.
He's all fucking drunk. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, hey, man.
Dude, these guys rock. They, like, burn churches and they're from Sweden.
Here. Let me put this in for you. So what do you think of this? You know, just, man.
Mood, I need to say that. Mood.
It's fucking crazy.
That's our drummer.
That's like, awesome.
When you make anal cunt look normal, when you have a problem.
Shit.
Like, I thought the Pinnacle used to be like SOD and MOD. God, was I wrong?
Nope.
No, those fuckers, like, actually burn churches.
Yes. And
like,
somebody murdered
somebody.
Yeah, there's this band Emperor. Now, for what I understand how the story goes, the lead singer killed the drummer. And this is, like, after, like, going out on, like, a march of gay bashing or some shit like that. And then he, like, turns his brain into a stew, feeds it to one of the guitar players, and then after the guitar player finds out that he's eating their drummer's brain, he kills the lead singer. So here's, like, the bass player. So Emperor, as it stands, from what I understand, is a completely new, different constituted band. And the guitar player is in prison for this.
Oh, I'm serious.
Here's
our singer.
Oh, my God. I thought I had trouble with band.
What are you? Here's our lead singer.
All right, introduce yourself.
I masturbate. Anyways, I tell a friend of mine to make me look like a dead clown, and I look part of, like, ICP.
What is this shit?
We've become a Kiss cover band. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Roger's giving us some words. For those
get
of you who don't
know, off the air.
Roger's like, these guys are drunk.
The FCC's on its way. You guys are fucked.
The old guy that kicked you out is on to you. Oh, no. Huh. Just kidding.
Put your arm down.
So you're not satisfied with your makeup job?
No, not really. I might cry on stage.
Hey,
if I fall down,
you should see him
nothing
crying.
Sweeter
everybody
than a crying clown.
Urinate on me and start pointing and laughing, and I'll be much better.
All right.
Well, that's what we do to him at home, so, you know.
Yeah, I heard the circle jerk thing again.
Hey, Eric's
really into
the circle jerk
thing. You know, if I were you, I'd want to wake up during. That way it can make everybody stop so you're not sticky when you wake up.
But what if she does it right as they do it? Then it'd suck real bad.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Hilarious.
Well, yeah,
it's hilarious
no matter what.
It doesn't even matter what state you're in. You wake up to something like that, your instinct, I think, is to run. So that's what I say. Go ahead and do it. I'll wake up sticky.
That's not
nine
for sure.
Start sucking dick left and right. That's going
to
happen. You're just a liar.
I'm a real fan of a cum shot in the face. I'll be honest with you.
You like the cum shot in the face,
dude? I do, you know, and I never get to do it. It's a sad tragedy.
I like it over the back, dude.
The money shot is what America stands for, really, when you think about it. Like, raw meat.
8 hours, 1,001 cum shot.
And then, like, police brutality and cheap beer. And the cheaper, the better. It keeps everyone sedated, and it's a lot of fun that way. So,
no way they can.
Never
mind.
Thank
you,
Tom
Morello, for that update on American political.
Very soon I'll be on tour with Rage Against the Machine. Thank you.
Hey, Eric, what was Roger telling you?
That there are going to be two new guests coming up pretty soon.
Who's that?
Cody Weigel and Preston.
Nice! You guys know Cody and Preston at all?
Who?
It's a good thing, mate. They're just fucking assholes.
Oh, they're fucking evil. You're going to want to run to the hills for
seriously,
sure.
Seriously,
I'm getting scared, actually.
Oh, my God. John
Shipley
is just
John
entered
Shipley
the building.
John Shipley is in the house.
In full effect.
Uh-oh.
Hey, show us the heartbeat.
Too early for that.
Come on, Shipley. If only
Everybody, we need to see the heartbeat from Shipley this evening.
Shipley's got this great ability with his sack. Well,
with
I don't
his
know.
Testicles.
You'll see it later. Get some beers in him.
Keep your eye on that guy's nuts.
Sound words of advice from our host.
I think those were the first words my mother said to me before I went to kindergarten. Oh, no.
Are you sexually active little bastard?
No, dude.
Sexually free?
But, we're not really jacked this evening.
But I don't want to pee inside of you. Mommy.
Oh, I just said that out loud, didn't I?
They're going to ask us back again. So you guys just talked about piss and like cum shots all the time. Why didn't you interview the fucking bands, you drunks?
That's just all we
did
do.
Did Tom Temple just ask you that?
Is it spiritually? Hey, what's up?
And shit.
So how would you guys describe your music?
Orange. Yeah, the Black Sabbath, Angry Radio.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got in all this.
No,
you guys are the bastards.
It's like a box of kittens
and then you put it in the microwave.
Toilet paper.
Warm toilet paper? Like in an oven, like 300 degrees?
Way.
I think Roger is telling us that
we gotta go now.
It's time, right. Time for us
we're
to
wrap
stuff moving forward. Do we have some new people to talk to?
Hey,
5 Pound MV, thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Yeah,
nice to meet you. Pleasure.
Wish you were here.
Good luck.
Good luck, guys. It's gonna rock. Drink more beer. It'll go all the better. Trust me.
Oh God, please.
So we got who's it? We got Cody Weigel. Sean Tillman is here. he's hanging out, making a guest appearance. Sean Tillman's going to get in this mic before the end of the night.
Damn straight. How you doing there, Cody?
How you doing, Cody? Take the yellow mic. The blue mic
blue.
Is...
Oh, yeah.
Blue is
all
bad.
Right, all
this is your lord, bitch.
Yes.
That's my name.
So, tell us the name again. What's the name?
I'm your lord. And I've
you're our lord?
Your lord.
Lord.
And I got the infinite soul posse with me.
Nice. Good to see you, Lord.
The Infinite Soul Tribe.
So, how's
that? Do I be known as your or Lord?
I am your Lord.
Just your Lord?
The whole
That's
damn
right.
thing?
Is it just one word?
That's right.
Mr. Your Lord?
It's Bitch Your Lord.
Bitch Your
Are
Lord.
Are you kind of like Madonna?
He's more like Prince. Look at him.
He kind of is.
So, where's Adam Marks, dude?
Fucking yo, Mixmaster Mustache?
Yeah, Mixmaster Mustache?
Mixmaster Mustache is showing up late because he's doing the drugs.
The drugs!
The drugs.
God, I wish we could do drugs in here. I'd love to shoot up right now. Oh. Anyway, how's it going, man? What's it feel like to be back in Fargo?
The world, Neil. The world.
Feels good to have some fresh souls to take tonight.
Nice. You guys are about taking souls, this whole soul tribe thing?
Taken? I own.
You own?
Souls. I own everybody's
souls. Just like the souls from
you
the tribe?
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Here's Dirty Preston, everybody.
Oh, Dirty
Hallelujah.
Preston Olsen.
How you doing?
Here, Preston. Grab this.
All
right. It's really
that
quiet.
Is a classic.
You have to, like, talk into it like it's my wiener in your mouth.
That's a nice t-shirt you got there, my friend.
Well, I practiced doing the wiener thing. With your wiener.
Heartbeat?
I don't think it worked.
Did you,
Roger, I think you gave us a faulty mic
Hold
here,
on.
Man. What sort of a,
oh, there we go.
Sort of a two-bit webcam?
There we go.
No, we gotta turn the thing on.
Nice. I guess turning on the mic always helps.
So what's up, boys?
Not
how you doing?
Not much. How are
I'm,
you guys doing?
I'm pretty good, you know. Dirty Preston. I've been living in Minneapolis.
Yeah. How's that?
It's all right. You know, the Twin Cities is all right. I get lots of bitches and shit. You know how it is.
I imagine.
Shit. Come on. Shit, you know how it is, baby. You know how I ride it? Goddamn shit.
That's Preston's wearing a shirt with multiple Miller High Life logos all over it and Devo screen printed.
That's right. Check out the pits. Yeah, and the
and
pits
no
are
pits.
Yeah, zero pits.
Zero
nice.
Pits.
Zero pits.
That's
very nice. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Easy
access
damn.
For the bitches.
You know, bitches love armpits.
Bitches
if there's one thing
nipples.
I know about bitches.
Bitches love man nipples. Especially from the dirty pee. You got that shit right. Yeah, on top of that shit, yo, Lord. Yo, so what's up? What are you guys doing? Is this going over the computer?
This is the world, dude.
The world.
The
computer?
World.
The world wide web.
So people in, you know, I'd like to take time right now to tell the world that I own it.
You own the world or the souls of everybody in the world?
Everything. I'm your Lord. They all can suck this dick.
Cool.
God damn.
Awesome. Well, that's excellent.
Hallelujah.
Nice.
I own the hearts of all the ladies in the world, I'd have to say. Because I'm not much of a fighter, more of a lover.
Oh, shit.
Yo, this is Harmar Superstar piping in. I just want to say, your Lord of Minneapolis, you're weak. St. Paul represents, and you can't take Dirty Preston away from me.
Oh, bullshit. I got him locked in my basement
damn, I think
right
I
now.
Started this shit. You started the beef, I started the game. I'm out.
The Harmar Superstar just came out of nowhere.
Oh my
Seemingly
god.
Nowhere.
Shit, man.
And yeah, that guy's got to go dramatic. Suck so much dick he doesn't have time to talk.
I don't know, man. I just drink.
I'm their little bitch, basically. They just toss me back and forth. So,
hey,
you know,
where's that skinny motherfucker that lives down there now?
Who are you talking about?
You know,
Danforth.
Diggity dee.
I think Danforth's been hanging out with his parents, going on picnics, things of that nature.
He's got
know.
A great career quitting jobs right now.
What's he doing?
Quitting them.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in, seems like ages. I miss him. Miss the old lad.
I personally hate him a lot.
Oh, really?
I wanted him to show up so I could fucking kick his ass, but...
God, that would be a good fight. Don't you guys agree?
Me and Danforth?
Danforth against Neil Bosen?
The listeners at home probably
Skinny.
Don't know what Danforth and I look like,
both
but I'm like 250
lobes.
Pounds.
250 pounds?
6 foot one, and Danforth is a little skinnier than me. So it'd be like...
Well, yeah, he's a wiry gent, though. I could see him pulling out some, like, you know, like his bones. Like, maybe popping bones out of joints.
He's got the most razor-sharp elbows I've ever seen on a man in my life.
Flappy little...
I've got pretty good elbows, though.
He's
I'm
got
not
the
flying
flip. I don't know, dude.
I've seen him, like, kick somebody's ass before, though. Like, one time a dude was trying to bust into my... Well, you know Buggy. People probably don't know Buggy, but this guy, Buggy's car. Danforth grabs this guy out of the car, shakes him around, like, spins him, like, what are you doing? It was hilarious. Seriously, yeah. That guy's insane.
I'm not very sorry about that incident at
really?
All.
Really?
Not at all. I don't get sorry.
Because of the Lord? You made it happen?
I make everything happen.
He's
I'm
the
sorry.
Lord, dude.
Christ almighty, dude. Oh, wait.
What?
Does he have anything to do with that, too?
Wait. Don't talk about Christ now.
Christ
man.
Or the Lord? What do you want to go by?
Just your Lord would be all right for now.
Yeah. Right.
Till I take you.
So how would you describe the the audio content of the art expressed by your Lord and the Infinite Soul Tribe?
Well, tonight we got Mixmaster Mustache running the beats.
Yeah?
He's late. Like I said, he's probably getting laid.
Late? I thought it was drugs.
I thought he was doing drugs.
What? They're all the same, aren't they?
Oh, well, girls are drugs, aren't they?
Life of the rock star.
Little tang. It's all about being hooked on a feeling, if you know what I'm saying. You on to Dirty Preston? You love him? Do you love him right now? I love Dirty Preston. Why don't you love me? Can someone touch me? Thank you. Thank you very much. My people.
If only we had a camera to see all the love in this room right now.
Jesus. Well, goddamn. No.
Don't need a camera when you got nothing. A 25-inch dick.
A 25?
If you guys could only see Cody Weigel's dick right now,
25
you
inches.
It.
Full on.
It's
your Lord's dick is fully erect and operational.
No. It's 25 inches lame.
Oh, man.
Wow. 25 inches limp, huh?
Oh, dude.
Well, you know, it's like a javelin.
You got, like, little love nubbins on it and shit? I've always wondered that.
He doesn't really have enough
your
blood.
Your Lord's pretty perfect,
to,
you know.
Just like straight
flawless.
Up like veins and...
It's pretty flawless.
Anyway, getting off Cody's dick. Yeah.
Best not be using that word no more.
You heard us talking about dicks, didn't you?
Dicks?
I'm sorry.
Ladies are real attracted to guys just talking about the dicks for like half an hour.
It always works, I tell you. I had this friend, Alfred Horsecock, and let me tell you. Piece of work.
I met him.
Florida.
He's an excellent carpenter. Right here.
AKA yeah. Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's Robbie Rootbeer? Yeah, where's Robbie Rootbeer at?
Rodney Rootbeer?
Yeah, that's the other rapper. He raps with us.
We got,
he's in our
here.
Crew.
We got Robbie Rootbeer
we
up
want him
with
up
us.
Here. Where is he?
Yeah, I don't know. He's in our crew and he's not...
Dr. Robbie Rootbeer!
He's not coming off correct. I don't know where he is. Kind of disappointed.
Man... It's Fargo, you know, what can you say? People disappear, shit happens.
That if happens, you want to disappear, come to Fargo.
Me. You know, I wish I had a little, like porta-potty right here, so I could just keep drinking beer and just piss while I'm talking to you. I've seriously been thinking about pissing in that drink cup, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
Come on, do it. Do it. Do it.
Listen,
do it.
I've already got
bucks.
Kicked out of here once.
I'll
mean,
give you
just
two
kidding.
Bucks.
Oh.
Real fucking funny.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. So what's new? Tell us about the cities.
How's the weather in the cities?
Oh, the cities are nice. I'm having a splendid time there.
I took the Dirty P from the St. Paul to the Murderapolis a few months ago.
Yeah, he took me. He stole me, kidnapped me from the STP, and took me to Murderapolis. So, you know, it wasn't willing, but I'm having a good time in Minneapolis, too, but I do miss my homeboys back in the STP, you know. It's kind of sad. But I've actually been hanging out here more than I've been hanging out.
I was going to say, see you once in a while.
Yeah, I was doing a prac study. I was being a guinea pig.
Selling your body.
Yeah, up in Grand Forks.
Fucking crap.
Actually. Yeah, it was, yes.
It's all about money with 30p. Money
riches. I don't care how I get it. Shit. I'll suck on shit. I don't give a fuck. No, that's my style right there. You can
suck on shit is your style?
Oh, yeah, that's my style.
Dude, that's
badass. Actually Dirty P's motto. I suck shit.
I suck shit.
I suck shit 24/7, 365. And
I can let you in on a little secret here. Your Lord made more than 7 days in a week.
Oh, no.
Is this seven you know about?
It's probably a good thing you guys do live in the cities, really. Oh, no.
You don't want to hang out with us? With all of our guns and stuff?
This is by the way, this is a quaint little town you guys have.
Thank you.
It's really
nice. I know you guys may not be accustomed to this sort of community.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, it's cozy, I have to say. Is there actually a bed and breakfast we could stay at, after this, maybe?
There is.
Because it is a cozy little town you have here.
It's called My House. Everybody stays
there. Come on over to our place.
Yeah, it's a zoo over there, buddy. Pull up the floor.
Tomorrow I'll go back to the big city, where people actually...
Aren't there two of them?
Yeah, there's two big cities, but, you know...
Is one bigger than the other?
Yeah, one is bigger than the other. Actually, Minneapolis, I think, has somewhere in the area of 350 or 60,000 people. And I think...
Are they all pretty cool?
What now?
Are they all pretty cool?
Yeah, everyone's really cool. I met everybody. Tall. Yeah, they're hot.
Do they have blonde hair?
Yeah.
Are they Norwegian?
A lot of them have blonde hair, actually.
Dude, there's all sorts of people in the city. That's why
really?
It's so cool.
I've never been there before.
They're all smart.
It's diverse.
Rich.
It's very diverse.
It's not like Fargo?
No. No, Fargo's diverse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, we get the same winos you got up here. They're just
we're
more
gonna
intelligent
have to be
winos.
Wrapping this up.
A
got a new
more
band.
Money.
Band coming on.
Yeah, we're getting a 2 minute warning.
I love to hear you guys
fans?
And stuff.
If you guys are from the cities, do you watch the Vikings?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, I love the Vikings.
12 o'clock tomorrow.
They're playing tomorrow against the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably wake up around 2:30 and see the end of it, maybe.
What kind of nonsense is that? You got to be a diehard Vikings fan, my friend.
Hey, I like getting drunk more than I like football, and I tend to drink until the wee hours of the morning. So maybe I'll catch you a little bit at 2:30 or something, tail end of it.
Yeah, he takes a pause for a wee break.
He gets to drinking at 2:30 in the morning until the Vikings game.
I can look at the sports page the next day and find out who won, you know. Whatever.
You can read? I can't read. I can't read.
Well, not that well.
Oh, you just look at the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, usually when it's the team that's tackling a guy in the picture, like, you know, then I know that team won. So,
that's cool.
That's how I figure it out.
I can pick it up.
I think the stuff is going on up there on the stage.
Yeah, it looks like 5 pound MV is getting situated.
Amped, dude. Thank you.
Stoked.
So I'm gonna go and hold this
Dirty P's out of here.
Thank you very much, Dirty P.
Word up.
You guys,
Cody,
have a pleasant evening.
Your Lord, I'm sorry.
Your Lord,
Dirty P.
Hey, Jesus.
We'll wrap it to you guys later. I mean, goddamn. Oh yeah. All right, now I think. Is the band about to begin, Roger? Roger is the coordinator of the band.
Is everything
like
on schedule here, Roger?
Yeah, everything's on schedule. We want to go ahead and
all right.
I thought that was a donation.
Ladies, gentlemen.
Oh.
Email nerds.
I thought you could create your own, your lord.
5 pound MV.
Oh.